आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी चेयर्स कैबिनेट कमिटी ऑन सिक्योरिटी मीटिंग एमिड ग्रोइंग टेंशन्स इन वेस्ट एशिया। Prime Minister Modi also discusses West Asia situation with UAE President and Israeli Prime Minister. External Affairs Ministry advises foreign nationals in India to contact Foreigners Regional Registration Office for any visa assistance. US military confirms destruction of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard headquarters in large-scale strike. 9 Iranian naval vessels sunk, claims President Trump. Prime Minister Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi today. And in cricket, India storm into semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. Mr. Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Prime Minister strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Minister of External Affairs, MEA, has issued an advisory asking foreign nationals in India who have been affected by the ongoing security situation in West Asia to approach the nearest Foreigners Regional Registration Office for assistance with visa extensions or regularization of stay. The advisory comes amid escalating tensions in West Asia, which have led to widespread travel disruptions, airspace closures and operational uncertainties across the region. India has also issued separate travel and safety advisories for its citizens in the region. The Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv has urged Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, avoid non-essential travel, remain close to designated shelters and follow official updates. A 24/7 helpline has been activated for emergency assistance. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has spoken with his counterparts in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, expressing India's concerns over regional stability and discussing the evolving situation. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that the Passenger Assistance Control Room, PACR, under the Ministry is actively addressing grievances and queries of air travellers in view of the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the Ministry informed that the control room has resolved 411 passenger grievances during the ongoing situation in coordination with airlines and airport operators. It further advised that passengers can reach out for support through the Ministry's official social media platforms, the Air Seva portal, or by contacting the helpline numbers 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. The US military has confirmed the destruction of the headquarters of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in large-scale strike. US military has also informed that 3 US service members have been killed while 5 were seriously wounded during the US operations against Iran. In a social media post, the US Central Command said as part of Operation Epic Fury, several others sustained minor shrapnel injuries and concussions and are in the process of being returned to duty. Meanwhile, in a video posted to his Truth Social account, US President Donald Trump has warned that attacks on Iran will continue until all of America's objectives are achieved and has promised to avenge the deaths of 3 American soldiers. Trump said that he has been informed that 9 Iranian naval ships have destroyed and sunk, with some of them relatively large and important. Trump further informed that in a different attack, the US largely destroyed Iran's naval headquarters.
We have hit hundreds of targets in Iran, including Revolutionary Guard facilities, Iranian air defense systems, knocked out 9 ships plus their naval building. The entire military command is gone as well, and many of them want to surrender into saving their lives. Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons.
Israeli military also reported conducting strikes on dozens of Iranian military command centers, including those belonging to the IRGC intelligence headquarters, IRGC Air Force command centers, and internal security headquarters. The joint U.S.-Israeli operations continued yesterday following the killing of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday. Explosions occurred in Tehran last night, with Israel stating that its attacks targeted the heart of the capital. Iran responded by launching missiles and drones at Israel, U.S. military installations in the Gulf region, the Saudi capital, and Dubai. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have slammed Iran's missile attacks, calling it indiscriminate and disproportionate. In a joint statement, the leaders of E3 countries have extended their support to the U.S. The E3 leaders said they are ready to take steps to defend the interests in the region after missile attacks by Iran. The statement further said they have agreed to work together with the U.S. and allies in the region on this. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer posted a video message saying he has granted permission to the United States to use British bases for defensive strikes against Iranian missiles. The comments came hours after the UK said a Royal Air Force Typhoon fighter shot down an Iranian drone heading towards Qatar.
The United States has requested permission to use British bases for that specific and limited defensive purpose. We have taken the decision to accept this request to prevent Iran firing missiles across the region, killing innocent civilians, putting British lives at risk, and hitting countries that have not been involved.
Global oil prices have jumped after the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran over the weekend. Brent crude and NYMEX light sweet oil both jumped by more than 10% when energy markets opened this morning in Asia. Brent crude was up by almost 9% at $79.30 a barrel, while NYMEX was around 8.5% higher at $72.70. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will exchange views on regional and global developments. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum this afternoon. We have more in this report.
The Canadian Prime Minister, who assumed office in March last year, is on his first full-fledged bilateral visit to India. Canada is a key strategic partner of India and one of India's most important partners in North America, with strong ties in trade, technology, education, and people-to-people relations. India and Canada engage in dialogue and cooperation on global security issues, including counter-terrorism, cybersecurity, and regional stability. India and Canada share a growing partnership in the energy sector, encompassing both conventional and renewable energy resources. With Canada's vast natural resources and India's expanding energy demand, energy cooperation remains a key pillar of the bilateral relationship. The meeting between the leaders today will provide an opportunity to reaffirm the positive momentum in ties and shared vision of India and Canada in building a forward-looking partnership. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Canadian Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday after a productive Mumbai leg. In a social media post, the Minister of External Affairs spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, informed that Mr. Carney was received by the Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, and was also accorded a ceremonial static guard reception. President Draupadi Murmu will launch the Delhi Lakhpati Bitiya Yojana today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital. The existing Ladli scheme has been expanded and restructured into the Delhi Lakhpati Bitiya Yojana. We have a report.
Under the previous structure, 11,000 rupees was deposited in the name of each eligible girl child in case of an institutional birth and 10,000 rupees in case of a home birth. Additionally, 5,000 rupees was deposited at key educational milestones, admission to classes 1, 6 and 9, passing class 10th and admission to class 12th. The Chief Minister clarified that under the new scheme, both the financial assistance and the overall vision have been significantly enhanced. The scheme will benefit families with an annual income not exceeding 1,20,000 rupees and who have been residing in Delhi for the past 3 years. The girl child must have been born in Delhi. The Chief Minister stated that the scheme is inspired by the broader vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which seeks to place daughters at the center of nation building through education, dignity and self-reliance. With Dipendra Kumar, Vishnu Piers, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 196 runs set by the West Indies, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped men in blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. He was also adjudged player of the match. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, West Indies made 195 runs at the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Roston Chase scored highest 40 runs. For India, Jasprit Bumrah bagged 2 wickets. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. Before that, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata on Wednesday. In a bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on importance of organ donation. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. The killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader for nearly 4 decades, is covered prominently by most of the dailies. Tehran rocked as supreme leader Khamenei killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes leads the Asian Age. The paper adds, Modi chairs CCS meet as Mideast conflict escalates. Missiles in sky, fear on phone, 10 million Indian diaspora faces war, says the Indian Express. Modi speaks to UAE president, condemns attack by Tehran, reports the Tribune. Turbulence in the skies, headlines Financial Express about the after effects of the war raging in West Asia. The paper says, Indian carriers cancelled 750 flights in 2 days, thousands stranded. The Hindustan Times, in its editorial page, writes, Spectre of a regional war. The paper says, the conflict in West Asia has ramifications for India's economic and strategic interests. The paper further adds that West Asia is facing one of the most volatile moments in its recent history following the killing of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint military strikes by the US and Israel, which triggered retaliatory attacks by Tehran that targeted Israel and military bases in several Arab countries used by the US forces. Sanju's 97 not out seals India's semi-final berth, writes the Pioneer about India's T20 World Cup Super 8 match against the West Indies. And finally, in women's cricket, Captain Alisa Healy bows out on a high as Aussies complete sweep against India, reports the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Cabinet Committee on Security meeting amid growing tensions in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi also discusses West Asia situation with UAE President and Israeli Prime Minister. External Affairs Ministry advises foreign nationals in India to contact Foreigners Regional Registration Office for any visa assistance. U.S. military confirms destruction of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard headquarters in large-scale strike. 9 Iranian naval vessels sunk, claims President Trump. Prime Minister Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, in New Delhi today. And in cricket, India storm into semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in Kolkata. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.